First up, India kicked off their campaign against New Zealand, but fell, losing by 58 runs. But not to worry, every champion has their off days, right? It's all part of the grand plan to build suspense for the audience. Then came the clash with arch-rivals Pakistan. The stage was set for an epic showdown. India needed to chase down a modest total of 105. One would expect fireworks, a spectacular run chase filled with the sounds of bat hitting ball. Instead, they scurried home in 18.5 overs, with a performance that seemed like watching a slow-moving train wreck. The crux of India's woes, it seems, is their opening combination and Shefali Verma and vice-captain Smriti Mandhana. A duo that promises fireworks but instead fails to deliver. Shefali, bless her heart, managed a mere 2 runs in the first match and followed it up with a dazzling 32 in the next. As for Mandhana, she contributed a magnificent 12 and a stellar 7. And now, let's talk about Captain Harmanpreet Kaur. She has got talent, no doubt. Yet, in this tournament, she has not entirely been at her best, retiring hurt with a neck injury after scoring a mere 15 and 29. She is now doubtful for the upcoming match against Sri Lanka. And it is like the cricket gods decided to sprinkle a little more chaos into the mix. In the absence of their captain, the middle order batters are under immense pressure. Jemima Rodriguez, Deepthi Sharma, and Richa Ghosh are expected to step up and share the load. This means that a significant portion of the team's hopes now rests on their shoulders. Let's not forget the bowling department, which has had its own share of misery. Arundhati Reddy made a dazzling appearance against Pakistan, dazzling us all with figures of 319s, and such a star performance deserves a standing ovation, especially in a match where the batting was an LS quo, not their strong suit. But the real concern lies with the other pace colleagues, Renuka Singh and Pooja Vastrikar. They were mysteriously absent in the previous game due to injuries, and meanwhile, Deepthi Sharma, India's spin department stalwart, is in the midst of a less than stellar run. But fear not, young off-spinner Shreyanka Patil and leg spinner Asha Shobhana have risen to the occasion, picking up a few wickets here and there. The pair's contributions have added just enough intrigue to keep the audience guessing, mostly about whether they will indeed manage to make an impact in the upcoming matches. Looking ahead, the stakes are high, and the team is set to face Sri Lanka next on Wednesday. India must lift its game in all departments. After all, they need a win, not just any win, but a substantial one that could bolster their net run rate, NRR, before facing the defending champions, Australia, on October 13. Now, Sri Lanka might have stumbled in their first 2 matches, but let's not underestimate them. After their triumph in the Asia Cup final against India, they've shown they can bite back, and one can only imagine how invigorated they must feel, taking on a team that's currently teetering on the edge of chaos. Shefali herself admitted that Sri Lanka is no longer solely dependent on their skipper, Chamarai Athapathu. In a tournament filled with expectations, India's campaign has been a delightful rollercoaster ride, with ups, downs, and plenty of surprises. Will the batters finally find their form? Will the bowlers support each other? The answers remain shrouded in mystery, much like the team's performance thus far.